did you think?
I thought that Chase was more original because John just did games you can buy at Target. Crap or fact, and imagine it. All games you can buy at Target.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that as long as it's entertaining.
Yeah, did you like it on the radio, though? That's the thing. P1 Tammy, what did you think?
Hey, Mikey, what's going on?
What's up?
I thought they both stunk.
Really?
Yes, I can't believe they got this far. I thought, due to Jason or whatever his name is, I thought that his ideas were good. They could have been, you guys could have done, probably done a lot with them, but they both were flat. They weren't polished. I'm just really surprised that they both got that far.
Yeah.
But let me ask you a question. Did you laugh when Ashley was doing her thing?
I did. And on that same token, with what Sky was saying is, I think that you have to give that to him because if he had the material, he knew what he was working with. He knew it was going to be a hit. You know, that's what I'm assuming.
Right.
You know, so I would think you'd have to give that to him. But, oh, my gosh, I'm embarrassed for both of them.
Wow. A little harsh.
All right.
Well,
thanks.
Tough judge. What are you going to do? It didn't go. Your bit was great, Ashley. I mean,
Thank
it was funny
you.
As heck.
We're ready for traffic.
Thank you, Tammy. All right, let's try this again.
Rock 105.3 Traffic. Brought to you by Sleep Train Mattress Centers.
Yeah, glad to be here. We've got the busy ride on our freeways here. We've got some concrete all across the freeway here. Northbound 5 just past L Street in Chula Vista. That's got you all backed up on the approach.
Is there another tank loose, Rick?
No, not today.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow.
We'll get lucky. That'd be great for the 28-hour show.
Wouldn't it, though?
Make that happen, Rick.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Get on it.
It's slow here out of Chula Vista all the way up through National City on the northbound 5. And then it backs up again out of Old Town into Mission Bay. North 805 still struggling out of Chula Vista all the way into North Park. And then a very busy ride coming up the hill out of Mission Valley through Kearney Mesa heading up over the 52. Got an injury crash, overturned car here blocking lanes westbound 8 at East Main Street. And that's why you're all backed up approaching Greenfield to the accident scene. Getting past that mess, you hit the traffic again from right around Jackson Drive. That stays slow all the way to Mission Center. Westbound 94 looking fine in Lemon Grove, but still a bit slow from the 15 into downtown. I'm Rick Lawrence on San Diego's Rock Station, Rock 105.3.
Thank you. All right. All right, so let's take some more calls. I want to find out what people thought of the 30 minutes that was put on by each person. P1 Ryan?
Yeah, how's it going?
What'd you think?
You know what? I thought they were both pretty lame. I'm here at work. Almost fell asleep here. I'm going to get fired on the job for that kind of stuff, man.
Yeah.
Got to pick it up a little bit.
I hear you, dude. I hear you. Hey, wait. Don't blame me, dude.
Hey, no, it's not you.
Don't blame me. Say. All right, thanks. P1 Brad, what'd you think?
One of the things I wanted to bring up is I think you guys really do need to take into account that when they set up these things, they were counting on your personalities to kick in these bits.
That's
and
true.
Like, when Eddie does a bit and say he wanted Ashley to sing, he's not going to tell Ashley, hey, purposely screw this song up. He's just going to expect her to do it naturally.
Okay. That makes sense to me. Sky, what's your take on that?
See, I don't know. I think this is going to be a great question for the boardroom tomorrow if we remember to ask it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, like, if I'm hearing this game and I'm trying to find out the bits and pieces, I'm going, okay, do you make sure you have the song? Do you make sure Ashley has the lyrics for the song? Blah, blah, blah. Or was his intent the whole entire time to have Ashley riff on the song?
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure. All right. Well, there you have it. Let's see. God, we got the game that we got to get to. We got a guest that's going to be on that was from the Martha Stewart Show. I am going to take my first break to go change.
That guy's going to call right now. So do you want me to do it or do you want to?
You're having a costume change already?
Mm-hmm.
Into what?
I'm going to put on pajama bottoms.
You're awesome. What are you wearing right now? Like jean shorts or something?
No, I'm just wearing cargo shorts.
Why so early?
Because I'm going to switch it up this
time. It's 8:30 in the morning.
I'm trying different stuff, man. I'm trying different stuff. I would change right here, but I'm going commando, and I don't want to freak anybody out.
Shut up with that.
What?
Ha.
What? I don't want to freak anybody out.
Grody.
Man. Grow up. Mikey show.
Hey, you know, the best bit I thought was that crapper fact at the end.
I like that, too.
But you know what? I'm the kind of guy that I gotta know the answer, man. When I get back to the office, I'm in my car. When I get back, I'm gonna have to look all this.
We did. I thought we gave the Sky, didn't we give?
Well, if it was not a fact, we didn't like say what the fact was.
Oh, you want to know what the actual fact is? In other words, if we said, let's take for instance, we said, The average fly, lives for 175 hours. If that's false, you want to know how long the average fly actually does live.
Right. I know that the vending machines, it's got to be closer to like 200, not 18 people.
Yeah, okay. I get what you're saying. We'll fix it, and we'll do it that way. Thanks. All right, I think we're going to have this guy calling in right now. His name is David Carandish. And he was the most recently fired contestant on the Martha Stewart deal. Hmm. So, but one of the things I want to ask him about is, what's up with the ratings? Nobody.
This kid is smart.
Yeah?
He's real smart. He's the youngest. He was the youngest one on the show.
Wow.
It's like 22. And in this last boardroom when he got fired, he was real smart. He took the angle of, I know I haven't been very good on these challenges, but I can make your internet, because he's like an internet kid. Mm-hmm. I can make your internet website awesome. Like, and he broke it down to Martha, like, what's all wrong with her website?
Mm-hmm. Really?
And she, even though she like fired him, she goes, I still want to talk to you about this internet stuff and maybe get you a job.
Nice. Really?
So, I mean, he's a smart kid.
Good for him.
Is this David?
Yes. How are you guys doing this morning?
David Carandish, is that right?
Carandish.
Carandish.
Yes.
And you were the most recently fired contestant on the Martha Stewart Apprentice. However, Eddie says that you made a pretty good move right at the end of it.
You know, I figure you got to go out on a high note. I tried to be positive throughout the whole experience, and Martha recognized that and left the door open for an opportunity to improve her internet presence.
Have you started doing any of that with her yet, or no?
I've got a proposal in the works. I had to wait until after I got eliminated before I could present any of that to her. But I should be presenting it to her in the next week or so.
How much time did you get to spend hanging with her, talking with her, talking with her daughter?
I got to spend some time. It was kind of difficult because she had to be back at her house because she could only be out of the house so many hours at that point in time.
Now, would you see people coming up to her and saying, Martha, we really have to get going?
No, but you could kind of tell that people would say when we'd go into a conference room, you know, everybody be on time because, you know, Martha's only got so much time to be there.
She's got to go.
Right.
We had Alexis on, and Alexis beat us up a little bit. I wasn't trying to be scandalous or any kind of shocking or anything like that with her. And we had her on, and I was asking pretty basic questions about the prison stuff, and she thought I was being a wiseacre about it, and I wasn't. I was asking genuine questions. Did you ask any questions about prison to Martha on off-camera times?
That was a little bit of a taboo topic, so I didn't think it was very appropriate to bring up during a job interview process. Although, obviously, I'd like to know the same questions you probably do.
You are the youngest contestant on the show. How old are you?
I'm 22. At the time of the filming, I was actually 21.
Were you intimidated because of that, the age thing?
I wasn't intimidated at all, although I will say I think it was a little bit more difficult because it's harder to be taken seriously when you are the youngest one there.
How do you answer the question when your friends ask you that you've come back? How do you answer the question, what was Martha like?
I usually answer it like this. Martha is an amazing personality. She's a lot wittier in person than she comes off on, you know, a baking segment on one of her TV shows. I think the thing that distinguishes Martha is that, you know, she's able to laugh at herself even with the interesting couple of months she's been through. So I would say that she's not exactly the same person you see on TV. There's a lot more to her.
Yeah. We're talking to David Carandish. He was the most recently fired contestant on the Martha Stewart Apprentice. You're a member of Mensa.
Yes.
What is your IQ?
134.
What do you have
not
to
that smart.
Yeah, what do you have to be to be a member of Mensa?
I think it's like a 130.
So you're 4 points over.
Yeah, I just barely made the cutoff.
Nah, well, you made it.
Good for you.
You're in the bottom half of Mensa.
Now, a lot of people say that it appeared that you were not doing much on the show. Was that a strategy? You were kind of laid low. It didn't seem like you did a lot.
I think some of that's the editing. For example, in the salad dressing task, I think a lot of that got edited out.
And explain what that task was.
We had to create a salad dressing and sell it in a Stu Leonard's grocery store. And so we had to create the recipe from scratch, sell. We had to set up a booth within the grocery store. I think that segment I got cut a lot just because they knew I was going to get eliminated in the next round. When they do the editing, they edit them all together.
Being a member of Mensa, can you tell us why this show has not been a hit? Listen, you're a smart guy. You got an IQ of 134. The show, you have heard, I mean, it's no secret. Been a lot in the media lately that the show has been taking its lumps.
Oh, well, let me ask you this question. Would you watch two Survivors in one season?
No way.
And I mean, that pretty much answers it. I'm not saying that it's Donald's apprentice or Martha's apprentice that's hurting the other one necessarily. I personally didn't think it was a good idea to run two of them at the same time.
Now, when you're looking back on it, do you think you would have done better if you would have been on Donald's apprentice?
I think some of the members of Donald's apprentice are a little bit more business savvy. I think we had a lot more creatives on Martha's apprentice. I think I could have done very well there. The reason why I went with Martha was because I thought there was a bigger opportunity to improve her internet presence than there would be for the Donald.
Did you try to, did you do any flirting with any of the single women in the house?
You don't want to date any apprentice candidates.
Well, some of them are very beautiful, very attractive.
I would say that Sarah's pretty attractive, but she had a boyfriend, and most of the people there were either married or in some kind of dating relationship.
Anything big happen in the news world while you were there that you talked about?
You know, we didn't really get a lot of media exposure. We were pretty task focused.
Yeah, so I thought that maybe you guys didn't get a lot of time with news, TV, that kind of stuff.
The only TV we got to see was the 5 minutes where Martha would pop on and give us a task.
All right, we're going to give you a task. We're going to be on the air for the next 26 hours, and you need to keep us awake.
Good luck.
Yeah, we're going to be on the air for 26 more hours. We get off the air tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We're 2 hours and 40 minutes into it right now, and we got a little ways to go. But listen, David, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
The best of luck to you, bro.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
All right, we'll see you. That's David Carandish. He is the most recently fired member of The Apprentice. Let's see. All right, we can play this game when we come back. I'm going to give you guys something to talk about. I'm going to change real quick.
Okay.
Discuss this one. MC Hammer is having to sell his catalog because he didn't have any money, right, Sky?
Right.
Go ahead.
Can I go over there and play his song?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Break it down.
Well, yeah, let me take care of that.
So, they announced today, I just read this morning, that MC Hammer has put his full, like, music catalog up for sale. So that's pretty much the rights to all of his songs. And, you know, he's had bankruptcy problems, money problems, filed for bankruptcy, all this. So I guess this is his way, you know, it's kind of like his last prayer to try and find some money to keep him afloat. So now, isn't MC Hammer like doing preaching or something?
He was for a while. I don't know if he is anymore.
Of the sort, yeah.
Rob, how do I get to that page of looking for songs?
It's behind here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So yeah. So we'll see if anybody buys it. I don't know if it's, you know, it ain't the Beatles catalog. It's not Michael Jackson's catalog.
Oh, really?
Well, no, they're a little different.
How about this?
Dude, I used to hang out with MC Hammer's father.
His dad?
Yeah, Stanley Burrell.
Okay.
When I was,
I love Eddie.
Can't touch this.
Okay, you don't need to do the hammer dance.
Yeah, the hammer dance.
All right. You're good. We get it.
Go, Eddie.
Stop it.
Eddie, go, Eddie. Oh, that is...
Isn't that scary, Sean?
Awesome.
So he does it every day. It's the best.
So why would you hang out with MC Hammer's dad?
Because I used to go to the track every day.
Oh, his dad was at the track?
Yeah, his father owned a couple of horses.
Really?
Yeah, and just like his son, Stanley Burrell Jr., MC Hammer, he blew all of his money as well.
Oh, no way. Did he have to put his catalog up for sale?
He sold all his horses.
Did he? Yep. Oh, that's so sad.
So does this mean that, like, we're going to be hearing all of these songs in, like, real bad commercials?
Exactly.
Yeah, and just people will find ways to try and make more money off of his songs, put in their own pocket.
How much can you get for a catalog?
I have no idea. I think it depends on the artist. All right, Eddie.
What is this? This is MC?
Okay.
Put on a hammer. Yeah,
what
here
up,
we go.
What up?
That is so not the hand movements. All right, thank you.
Running all over my chest. I don't quit, no. I just press harder than I ever did before.
Taco Bell.
All right. You're weirding me out, man.
Wait, no. Because Hammer don't play that.
Same Hall & Oates all over again.
Listen, stop. We're doing a news story, so I'm adding production elements.
Eddie, well, yeah, but we've been playing MC Hammer music really, for like 5 minutes without adding anything new to the story.
Fine.
Can't touch this.
Have you played this one already?
There's only two songs in the system.
That's awesome.
Can't touch this.
What? Go ahead, open it.
Okay.
Sky wants to open her birthday present from Sean.
For Shawnee O'Boy!
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready?
Sean, you wrapped it very beautifully.
I think we have other things going on, Sky.
Like Mikey putting his PJs on?
Oh, yeah.
Looking good.
I told you, homeboy.
Are those your parts?
Can't touch this.
Yeah, but they're clean.
Yeah, that's how we live.
Nice.
No,
clean.
I got a Napoleon Dynamite air freshener.
What are you looking at?
What Sean got me for my birthday.
Oh, wow.
The Lost Chronicles book. Awesome. The official companion book to the show
Lost. I was
Lost.
In the middle of, that MC Hammer news story, and they won't let me play the song.
It's a lie, Mike.
Yeah, that's awful.
What? You don't like Hammer Time?
Oh, dude. I wasn't a fan when he was out.
I got a Bad Kitty notebook.
Look at that. Sean going all out on you.
What is this? Oh, dude, the, like, industrial pack of incense. 100 sticks, dude.
Do you like incense?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so bad.
I've never noticed you have incense going whenever I've been to the house.
Oh, and this is awesome.
Love incense. That's awesome.
And the final is the Lost Calendar.
Oh, sweet. That is dope.
That's awesome, Sean.
Oh, let me see.
Sean. Oh, look at all those pictures. No, you cannot.
Yeah, show the back.
Oh, shoot. I forgot the biggest present of all.
Oh, dude, that's cool.
Oh.
What was that?
A human finger.
I got it's in my bag in the office. God darn it.
Well, why don't you tell her?
What
go
is
get
it,
it.
Go get it.
Go get it.
What is it, Shawnee O'Boy?
You can't touch that.
Bunch of Quaaludes. Oh, there you go, Sky. That's very nice. All the stuff you got you.
Missy got me this already.
Which one? What?
The book.
Well, the Lost book?
I'm not going to tell Sean.
Yeah, don't tell me.
No, I'm not giving it to you.
Why? Yeah, because that's on PC, man.
Why?
I'll re-gift it to you for Christmas.
There you go. Mikey show.
And I'll accept it.
All right, are we ready to do this game?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, now, Sky came up with this game, which I think is fantastic. Sky, you can explain how the game is going to be played.
Okay.
It's the Losing My Virginity game.
Yes.
I'll go to the bathroom at some point.
You want to go now before we start?
Yeah, can we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I go, too?
Yeah, go real quick while we...
Both of you go.
Explain the game.
Why don't you explain when they get back?
Okay.
The guy that broke into Jennifer Aniston's home was sentenced. Now, this was the nutbag that they arrested in her house in Malibu.
Yeah, transient.
And they sentenced him, right?
Yeah, yesterday he was sentenced. So I guess the deal with this dude is, you know, he's a transient, a homeless person. And is that funny to you?
Yeah, apparently Rob finds that hysterical.
Okay.
I'm looking for a place to stay. I understand.
Uh-huh. All right. So, yeah, I guess this guy took a taxi to her house.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and then climbed over a big old fence.
Yep.
And then, like, walked right into her house and was just walking around until, like, a maid or somebody who worked there finally said, what are you doing? Who are you?
Right.
You know? So anyway, so yesterday was his day in court. The judge sentenced him to a year in jail. Plus, he will have to see a shrink as part of his 5 years probation. And he is ordered to stay away from Jennifer Aniston for the next 10 years.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I know guys done more than that get less of a less of a sentence.
Oh, definitely. It's just because she's Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, why are you saying that, Boston Rob? Do you know of some specifics?
Well,
you know, when I did it to Johnny Damon.
That's funny.
So, yeah, okay, that's the deal with that. Jason Bateman had throat surgery to remove what, a polyp?
Yeah, he had a benign polyp in his throat.
I really like that guy.
Yeah. What is that? That's what Ashley
stuff
had, right?
Ashley gets, yeah, the nodules and the polyps and mm-hmm. whatever. So,
thank you.
He underwent surgery to remove it, and the operation went great. So production on Arrested Development is kind of on hold for a couple weeks. So they said that they're going to be doing reruns through this month, but then should pick up with new episodes.
Rosa Parks' funeral is today. And who, Jesse Jackson's going to speak?
Yes, Reverend Jesse Jackson will speak. Aretha Franklin will sing. Former President Bill Clinton and his wife Hillary will both be there among the mourners.
Yeah, right on.
Sean's a big fan.
I love Clinton.
Really loves Bill Clinton.
Yes.
Really?
Even though he's an idiot?
You shut your mouth.
So when they had Rosa Parks laying out there in honor in her state of Alabama, they said like over 60,000 people came through to pay their respects. So there's going to be a lot of people at her funeral today.
Way to go, Bill.
Boo.
Boo.
Get out of here.
Bill or Rosa? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm booing Rosa Parks, guy.
Well, just wanting to clarify.
You're a jackass.
You never know with this show.
Did you feel you needed to clarify that?
Yeah.
No, just felt like I need to be a jackass.
Clear, to be clear, I'm not booing Rosa Parks.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Who's
dead. That
just to be
rude.
Clear.
That would be rude.
Just so everyone knows. All right, Sky, now explain how we're going to play Losing My Virginity.
Okay, so what's going to go on is Mikey is going to have a list of facts. And these facts are facts from the six people on the show regarding the first time we lost our virginity, or I guess losing our virginity. You only do that once. So Mikey is going to get a listener on the phone, read them a fact, and then they will have to guess who on the show, whose fact that was from when they lost their virginity.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be prizes involved, right, Eddie?
Yes, we have movie passes.
Nice. So I guess start calling in if you want to play Losing My Virginity.
Now, we had a song.
What happened?
I can't play it.
What happened
to
it?
It's too dirty.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Who wrote it?
Flounder.
Oh.
Of course.
That sucks. I wanted to hear it. Friggin' Flounder.
No, he's
pervert.
Good, man. He's really good.
He's
but
a pervert.
Yeah, he's a perv.
He's really good, but I just didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah. Well, the game will be fun anyway.
All right. So, again, I read the facts, you tell me who that was. And if they get it right, they get a prize.
And, you know, if not, you can go to a new person and a new fact or try the same fact on a new person, however you want to roll with that.
I like it.
Okay.
That's a good game. It's, like, quick to the point, you know, professional came up with that. P1 Kelsey.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Kelsey, how old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay.
I'm just many.
You are an adult.
Finally.
Oh. I'm going to read you a fact. When I read you a fact, the fact, I want you to tell me who that person was, okay?
Awesome.
All right. It happened in my friend's parents' bed.
Oh.
It happened in my friend's parents' bed.
Are we allowed to pick Boston Rob?
Of course.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to go with Boston Rob.
That is incorrect.
Aw. Oh.
Bummer.
I'm very sorry. Sean, do we have the little thing?
I'm getting it. There we go.
There we go. Next up is P1 Flatline.
Yeah. What's up, Mikey?
Flatline, how are you?
Good.
I'm going to give you another fact.
All right.
This person on the show, when they lost their virginity, remembers thinking during it, I wonder if I'm doing it right. I'm sorry, who did you think that was?
Scott.
You are correct.
Wow.
You are correct. And for the record, the last one I read was Sky as well.
Yes.
Really? It happened in her friend's parents' bed.
Where's that dirty?
Your friend's parents' bed?
Where would you prefer it to happen?
How about your friend's bed?
Well, no. It's
the friend's parents.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty hoish.
Yeah. No, it's not. Shut up.
Maybe not hoish, but definitely slutty.
Oh, yeah. Give me a break with this.
Next up is P1 Kyle. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready for this fact?
I sure am.
You have to tell me.
It's all about Sky.
You have to tell me. You have to tell me what person on the show this relates to, okay?
All right.
Afterward, we had to go to the doctor.
Oh.
Afterward, we had to go to the doctor.
That's got to be Eddie.
You are incorrect. That was Sean.
Oh. You broke it up something proper, Sean.
Shoot.
You split that in two? What's up?
All right.
What are you doing, fool?
That's weird.
P1 Icktooth?
What up?
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Playing the game called Losing My Virginity.
Yeah.
All right. Who does this relate to?
I don't know yet. Tell me.
The person I made love to was wearing bright purple Barney-colored sweats at the time.
What?
The person they made love to was wearing bright purple Barney-colored sweats at the time.
I'm going to have to say the hottest chick I've ever seen in my life, Ashley.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
That was me.
Oh, so for sure it was John Wayne Gacy.
So this guy guessed that Ashley hooked up with a dude.
A guy that was wearing purple sweats.
Sweats.
Yes.
Okay, that's yes. Hot.
All right.
That's awesome.
Sorry about you losing.
Idiot.
Next up is P1 Forrest. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
Good.
Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Lost virginity to a partner who was also a virgin, and the partner cried afterwards.
I think I'm going to have to guess it's probably Ashley.
You are incorrect.
Oh, man.
That was actually Eddie.
Whoa. Why did she cry?
I'm sorry, Eddie.
Sweet.
I don't know.
What did you do when she's crying?
I thought I did something wrong.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know.
How old were you?
I was 16.
Okay. That's about right.
Lucky.
Next up is P1 Keith.
Yo.
Keith, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Playing Losing My Virginity, you have to tell me who this relates to.
All right.
It was with an African-American. It was with an African-American.
Well, I know my first guess should be, but I don't know if that's right.
Tell me who that was.
I'll say P1 Sky.
You are incorrect.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Ashley.
P1 Ashley.
It was Ashley. Ashley, I did not know this.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
He's a Negro.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
Well,
where are the white
Sky
women
and
at?
I have a lot in common in some areas. You'd be surprised.
I don't know what that means.
Sky didn't lose her virginity to an African American.
Well, no, but I'm attracted very much to African Americans.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I'm black.
P1 Omar.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell me who this relates to.
Okay.
It was on pink satin bed sheets. It was on pink satin bed sheets.
Super.
Pink satin bed sheets. I'm going to say Sky.
You are incorrect.
Oh.
That was Boston Rob.
Hey,
what the hell?
What is that?
Boston Rob, pink satin bed sheets.
Yeah. I stole them. Because I knew it was going to happen, so I ripped them off, and I thought they were a pimp, but
Target?
They only had pink.
Where did you steal them
from? I don't know, someplace in the mall.
Oh, like,
I was real young. That was in my crazier days.
Pink bat?
Holy oh, man.
I thought they were pimp.
P1 Travis, are you there?
I'm here, man.
Who does this relate to? We're playing Losing My Virginity. Who said this? Who said, I was staring at a poster of John Riggins of the Washington Redskins the entire time?
I'm going to go with my boy, Boston Rob.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Who's that?
That was me.
What's up with that?
John Riggins.
Yay! Homo!
In my bedroom, I had my bedroom wallpapered with pictures cut out of Sports Illustrated.
Oh, man.
And there was a big picture of John Riggins there.
Ever seen a grown man naked?
All right, thank you.
Where were your parents?
Well, my mom was out of town.
Yeah.
And my dad was the only one home.
He was home?
Yeah, he was asleep. He was asleep.
Naughty. Wow.
I know it.
Oh, man.
You can get a lot done when they're asleep.
That's hot.
P1C.
Yes, I'm here.
That's hot.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Who said this? There was so much pain involved in my first time that one of us threw up on the other.
Oh, God. Oh. One of us threw up on the other. Oh, my God. Sean.
You are correct.
Oh, what? What's up with that, Sean?
Excuse me.
Please.
Sean,
please.
You can't explain.
What's there to explain? I mean, you know, it was a painful
you
affair.
You know, besides everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, things weren't going very well. And
it made someone nauseous?
Well, so my partner said, you know what, just go for it. Drive it home.
Do what you gotta do.
And I did exactly that.
Male or female?
Male. And
Shut up. Come on.
You have to know stepbrother. And
He was hot.
All right, you want some movie passes? Hang on the line, okay?
Always goes too far.
Always goes too far.
Oh, my God. That was awful.
P1 Arnell. Are you there? Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Tell me who this relates to.
Okay.
I listened to the entire Skid Row song, I Remember You, while losing my virginity.
That would be you, Mikey.
You are incorrect. That was Eddie.
Aww.
That's right, Pip.
That was Eddie.
What a wonderful memory.
That's right, man. Every time I hear that song.
Oh,
stop.
Shut up.
Makes him cry a little bit. P1 Renegade Cowboy.
Lasted the whole song.
That's hot.
You wish.
It's 5 minutes.
Okay.
Are you ready, Renegade Cowboy?
I am ready.
It happened in the back of a Suburban.
Oh, my God.
It happened in the back of a Suburban. Who is that?
I'm going to say Sean.
Incorrect. 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 That was actually Ashley. With an African-American in the back of a Suburban.
While drinking a 40.
In my friend's parking lot, in my dad's car.
You might want to mention a stolen Suburban.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Oh, man.
Next up is P1 Sean. Are you there?
Yep.
Okay, tell me who this relates to.
Right.
We were listening to When the World Ends by Dave Matthews Band.
I'm going to have to go with Sky.
That is incorrect. That was Ashley as well.
Yep.
A black dude listened to that?
Well, think about it. You guys got to be smart. Think about how old we are and when we lost our virginities. Like, I wasn't even into the Dave Matthews Band when I lost mine.
Oh, you're right.
You know, that's...
Well, happy birthday, Ashley.
Don't be an ass. I'm trying to help,
how can you people not be figuring out... I mean, basically...
Focus on Sky.
You'll realize where everybody else falls into the world.
I'm just saying that song didn't even come out till I was like 22.
I know that.
Everybody should also know when you actually lost your virginity, what age you were.
Thank you, Eddie.
Absolutely.
So I waited till I was 22. Who waits till they're 22? I got married at 22.
Nice girls.
Eddie, that's... dude, that's wrong.
Low blow, Eddie.
I think you meant to say good girls.
Yes.
You guys are dicks.
P1 Husband, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell me who this relates to, okay?
Okay.
Someone walked in during the lovemaking.
No.
Oh, no.
Someone walked in during the lovemaking.
That would be Boston Rob.
You are correct. You are correct, Boston Rob. Yeah. Who was it?
My brother's babysitter.
Wow.
Who did you join in?
All right. Hang on the line, will you, P1 Husband?
Yeah.
Hang on the line.
Weird.
We got to do this.
Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. The official home of the Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is...
KIOZ, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m.
It sure does.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Oh, God.
You only have 25 hours left.
Shut up right now.
That's it.
Shut up.
But, Sky, what I'm saying is that in 25 hours, we get to go home. Next up is P1 Brandy. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Brandy, who does this relate to? I was 15 years old.
P1 Ashley.
You are incorrect.
Okay.
It was actually Sky who was 15 years old.
Almost 16, for the record.
Oh, well, that certainly makes a difference.
That makes you a non-whore.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, listen, she was 15, but she had the body of a 16-year-old. Yeah.
True.
He was 72. Uh-huh. That was the only awkward part.
No. He won Joel.
You busted.
Who does this relate to? Are you ready?
Let's go. I'm ready.
It lasted about 10 minutes. It lasted about
you.
10 minutes. That is incorrect. That was Sky as well.
Damn.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That was the worst.
P1 Saifu?
It was.
It's actually P1 Sifu.
P1 Sifu.
Yeah. What's going on, Mikey?
All right. This is the last one, Sifu. Let's see if you can get it right.
All right.
This person was 18. This person was 18.
I say you, Mikey.
You are incorrect.
No.
That was Ashley.
Aw.
Yeah.
Waited till she was an adult.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's exactly what she did.
Yes.
You understand. I was a really, really good girl up until I hit college.